We have to get comfortable being challenged. I remember being at Grissom High School in Huntsville in the early 80s. I was not a great football player, but I played some. And I remember when spring training came up one year. The legend was that it was time for the coaches to push you to exhaustion like a bunch of Navy SEALs in Hell Week. And I'll be honest, I was intimidated by it, man. I had heard stories of guys passing out, throwing up, quitting halfway through. This is back in the day when coaches could do that kind of stuff. I was in the lunchroom that day, the first day of spring training, and I saw a guy from my class. His name was Chad McGugan. He had his tray piled high with food, and I said, "Hey, Chad, better not eat too much, man. Today's the big day with Coach." He just looked at me and says, "Nah, I can eat whatever I want." Now, I don't know how to explain it, but when he said that, it like got all over me in a good way. And I turned back to the line and I loaded up my tray. Suddenly, in my mind, I had gotten comfortable with the idea of being challenged. And yes, guys did throw up. One guy passed out, but not me. Years later, I thought about stuff like that when I slogged my way through Army Ranger School. The time for getting comfortable being challenged comes well before the challenging event itself. So about 15 years ago, I had the opportunity also to meet legendary Alabama football player John Hanna. Man, that guy. We actually got to sit and visit one-on-one, and I asked his thoughts about several things. I asked his memories about his times and his career. In my opinion, John Hanna's from that era when American football was at its absolute peak. Legends played for legends, you know what I'm saying? College teams were about the team more than the players. The NFL was like Mount Olympus, where names like Larry Zonka and Roger Staubach and Joe Namath and Mean Joe Green and Bob Baumhauer, they all ruled the day. And John Hanna, he was a man among men. At his career best, John Hanna was only 6'2" and 265 pounds, which is, you know, sort of small by today's standards. But he played with a passion. He earned All-American status three times playing under Coach Bear Bryant in the early 70s at the University of Alabama. And then he went pro. Drafted to the New England Patriots, the big kid from the small town of Albertville, Alabama, went up to the big city of Boston. I asked him that day that we met, we sat right there at the conference table at my office, what his memories were of getting to the NFL. And what he told me has stuck with me for years. I remember we were talking and I couldn't help but notice his hands. You know, it's like every finger on both his hands had been broken at least once and they all seemed to point in different directions. He had some serious aches and pains from a life fully lived. And when I asked him about getting to the big time, playing in the NFL, he said, "Phil, I was used to being the biggest of the big guys. And then I got to the NFL where every single player had been the biggest of the big guys and I was really intimidated," he said. "The first time," he says, "I took the field in a professional game, I was so nervous and I had to line up against Otis Sistrunk." Now, Otis Sistrunk was a beast, by the way. He said, "I had to line up against Otis Sistrunk." He said, "Otis got down in his stance and I swear it looked like he had a leg with a hand on it." But then he said, "But I made it. I got through it." He said, "At some point I realized, I can do this." Yeah, well, he didn't just do this. He exceeded all expectations. John Hanna went on to one of the most incredible careers in the NFL, spending his entire 13 seasons with the Patriots. He was a 9-time Pro Bowl player, 7-time All-Pro. He's one of the few players to be named the All-Decade team, in this case for both the 70s and the 80s, twice. He retired after playing in Super Bowl XX, and in 13 years, he only missed 5 games. In 1991, John Hanna was the first New England Patriot to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. Not bad for a kid from Sand Mountain, Alabama, who was nervous about getting up there to the big time. But let me suggest this to you. I suggest that it was the years prior to his arrival in New England that actually prepared John Hanna. I would bet that at some point he got comfortable being challenged. All those days in high school and playing in college, running drills, blocking and tackling, hitting and being hit, the body was certainly used to it, but to be the best, his mind had to agree. His mind really had to get to a spot where it was comfortable with the challenge of excelling at a physically demanding full-contact sport. General George Patton once said, "He who sweats more in training bleeds less in battle." The whole point there being that the battles that we face may be the things that people see or the marks on the calendar that draw the most attention, but it's all the work that was done well before the battle that makes the difference. John Hanna didn't become great when he got to the Patriots. He became great long before that by getting to the place that he was comfortable being challenged. George Patton knew that when he pushed for difficult, realistic, stressful, disciplined training for his troops. They needed to look back on their training when the day of battle came and realize they had been prepped for the big show well in advance when their minds had gotten comfortable accepting challenge. So there's a real tendency in life, y'all. There is. It's an understandable tendency to shy away from hard things. Possums play dead. Goats flip on their backs. Ostriches put their heads in the sand, none of which are considered admirable, by the way. Just a few years ago, John Hanna was interviewed about his lessons learned. He said that playing in the NFL had always been his dream growing up. It was a target that he shot for. In his own words, he said, "I didn't know if I could make it physically or talent-wise, but in my heart, I figured I could." It was the idea of pushing the limits and getting comfortable being challenged. He was asked about his time, too, playing at Alabama, and he said this. He said, "Coach Paul Bear Bryant taught me some lessons when I was at Alabama, and the biggest lesson he taught me was that it's not always the guy with the talent that wins. It's the guy with the most guts. He'll stick it out and play hard all the way through the game. A lot of guys with talent will play tough for a quarter or two but take some breaks, and when he takes those breaks, that's the time to take care of him." And that was a huge lesson. And that's what really got me over the hump, he said. "I always figured there were a lot of guys more talented than me in the NFL, but that I would outwork most of them." That's it, my friends. It's not always about how big the thing is in front of you. It's not always about what others say about you. It's not about the challenge itself. It's about how comfortable you are being challenged. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I mean every single day, y'all. We're going to face something. And sometimes it's things that take days and days upon days upon days. But the reality is, you got to get your mind comfortable with the idea of being challenged. Otherwise, the challenge just remains too big, and the mind will shut the body back down. Hang on to it. Move it forward. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.